All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm Brandon.
And I'm Steve.
And we are
Two Beards and a Mic. So, yeah, man, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, long time no listen.
We're back. Today we're going to talk about, you know, just some stuff that's going on, you know, just random shit. Like recently I just bought a new smoker.
Yep.
I've been talking to a guy at work. He is kind of like a specialist in them. And after the last party we had, you smoked some meat, you smoked some brisket, and you smoked some turkey breast.
Yeah.
I said, that's it. I got to get me one of these things. And, obviously it's a little different. I went and I splurged a little bit. I got the Traeger grill. And, you know, pellet grill. So it basically feeds itself. I don't have to check it as much.
And like a little propane. A little more labor intensive one than that.
Yeah. And,
it fucking does the job.
Yeah. I know. Honestly. Yeah. The meat was great, and then I cooked pulled pork and ribs. The first time I tried it, came out okay. I think the second time came out a little bit better. You guys actually had that.
Yeah, the pulled pork was fucking real good. I thought you nailed it, you know, considering your first fucking go-around with it.
Yeah, that was the second time was my first time really, like, paying attention to what I was doing, like, getting myself as involved as possible learning.
It was like the first time you did it, you were just excited to get it on there and fucking use it. You know, the second time you actually took a second and paid attention to everything going on.
Yeah, it was, you know, so that was, you know, great that it actually came out exactly like I expected. I mean, I followed one of the recipes on the Traeger, which is the Traeger app, which is crazy that they have an app that literally does all that for you. You can also check the temperature and all that. Like, it's insane that one fucking, like, a grill has an what do you need a grill for that has a fucking Wi-Fi? And but fucking, you know, you'd be surprised at how much it actually helps you.
I believe it, because you know, I have one that I have to fucking keep an eye on every fucking couple hours, change the pellets.
Yeah,
it's just having the hopper alone is probably fucking makes life so much easier. You don't have to worry about running out of pellets, changing them.
Yep.
You know, that's – I love my smoker. Small little, you know, cabin smoke. You've seen it. But that's the only thing that, you know, my biggest issue with it is every 2 hours I got to check the pellets. 2-3 hours I got to check the pellets, make sure they're still there. Got to, you know, refill it with water every half hour or so. But
yeah, the maintenance is higher on that.
Yeah. It's a little more late, but – yeah, I mean, a smoker is a smoker. As long as you know what you're doing, you fucking knock it out of the park. And
yeah, well, so we should tell the people we're having a party on Saturday,
4th of July party.
I think I may have made my first boo boo with buying meat. So here's the story. Walking into the butcher shop, I'm not sure what the fuck I'm doing, but I want to cook a brisket. I know that for a fact. Yep. That's what I want to do. Go in there, ask them what they got for brisket. Lady says, well, you know, how big do you want it? What's the pounds that you want? I said, you know, I'm having a party, so it's got to be big enough, but it doesn't need to be crazy. So she comes out, she got two slabs of meat. And I'm like, first one, no way. That thing is fucking, it looks like the Titanic compared to fucking, you know, a sailboat. That's how, I was like, no way. Jeez. Am I getting that meat? And then she pulled out the other one, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's great. She puts it on the scale, 16 pounds. So you think, fucking okay, that's a big brisket, but, hey, 16 pounds? I can't be that bad. It didn't tell me the price there. Go up to the scale. Go up to the register, and the lady says, "That this is yours?" And I was like, yeah, I'm getting the brisket. She said, okay. She rings it up. I see the fucking price. $79.99 for a 16-pound brisket, which I guess is actually an average price for a brisket. I mean, that size.
Yeah, I seen the $4.99 a pound. It's not bad. That thing is a fucking hunk of meat, dude.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That thing is gonna feed everybody, and then there'll probably be leftovers.
It should be leftovers. If it's not, then everybody ate really good tomorrow.
If not, that's a good sign too. That means everybody liked it.
I'm kind of hoping that's what happens. I wouldn't even care if I didn't get any at that point. As long as everybody ate and they actually enjoyed it,
yeah,
that'd be something that would definitely make me happy. But yeah, that was my boo boo. I'm not big on going to the butcher yet. I don't know what I'm doing with that part.
Butcher, you went to what? Butcher Brothers.
Butcher Brothers
on North Main Street.
North Main Street, Woonsocket.
Yeah. Good product over there. We went over there the last couple times. I got a couple steaks from over there. I was real happy with how the steaks tasted.
Everything's fresh.
You know, it's nice to see a local butcher like that still. You know, those are hard to find themselves.
Yeah, and they bought out.
Shaw's Meats. Yeah, the guys who own it actually worked at Shaw's for a long time.
Yeah,
and then they bought it out from them. But
yeah, it's meat I've had so far.
Yeah,
so.
It's nice to have. You know, obviously you can go to your grocery store and get all that stuff, but it's nice to have, you know, a local business, a local butcher in the community that can fucking, you can go to and be like, hey, you know, I'm looking for, you know, a 1-inch thick sirloin.
Yep.
And he's going to give you a nice fucking 1-inch thick sirloin at a reasonable price. You know, it's just good to see that people are actually still taking that time to, that's a craft, like being a butcher. I went to Johnson & Wales and we had to break down a side of beef. My freshman year, they have you breaking down fucking sides of beef. I'm like, fuck that, dude. That is tough.
Yeah,
You gotta know all your retail cuts, all your secondary cuts. I mean, there's a lot to it.
I don't even know how to buy a brisket. You fucking cutting up fucking a whole chunk of beef. That's crazy.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a nice piece of meat, but. Yeah, so that'll be fun. Fucking speaking of tomorrow, finally got a fucking pool.
Yeah,
you know that was a headache in itself. I mean, it's kind of our fault. We waited. Me and the wife waited till literally the last minute to try to find a pool. But you know, thank God for people throwing shit out.
Yeah, that was lucky. You know, unfortunately, the first.
The two pools we had.
Yeah, you know, the first one, unfortunately, had a little tear in it.
Couldn't be repaired right on the seam. You know shit happens.
Yeah, I mean, could be literally anything. I imagine the people that sold it to you.
Yeah.
My family. didn't
tried to get one over on me.
Yeah, I don't think she... I definitely don't think she did that. But, you know, shit happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I would say, you know, lucky that side road.
Yeah.
Had
luckily
a pool there, and not even just a pool, but like a pool that
they had everything.
Actually, fucking
dude, they had filters, pool, the covers for the pool, the ladder,
everything. Yeah,
it was fucking. Thank God, my uncle just drives around looking for garbage on the side of the road.
Good thing we weren't there and raided it.
Yeah,
took everything we.
I hope those people weren't leaving it for someone.
Well, Oh well, it's up in your yard now.
If they were, somebody else got it.
It's free for me. So
Great Rhode Island motto.
Yeah.
No, I live by that now, too.
Yep.
I still live by that living in Mass. Close enough.
Yeah. I mean, you're Rhode Island. You grew up in Rhode Island, so it makes sense. But yeah, no, it's good. Tomorrow it's going to be pretty warm.
Yeah, mid-80s almost.
I figured, you know, let the kids play a little bit. Maybe later on in the day when the kids are tired out, the adults can just go in there and sit down,
relax, have a couple drinks.
Yeah, you know what actually be a good idea? Get a fucking cigar.
Oh,
sit back in that.
Nice day for a cigar.
Sit back.
Haven't had a good one in a while.
Puff a nice. Oh man, that sounds like a good time right there.
You know what I think of anytime someone mentions a cigar. You ever see the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes. Yeah.
Anytime I think of a cigar, all I can think of is fucking the baby in the carriage. No, my Stogie.
Yep.
Oh man, I love that movie. That's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
Old movie though. Fucking that's a reference that a lot of you young guys might not know if you're listening.
Let's hope that's not one of the movies that's gonna get canceled. Like some of the movies getting canceled. Because
everything's getting canceled.
The stuff that's in that movie would probably get canceled.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure Jessica Rabbit would definitely get canceled because of the
I would get canceled for the things I do to Jessica Rabbit.
So
but that's a cartoon, so we'll go by that one.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you know, I don't want to talk too much of the shit that's happened, but it's just crazy
what's going on now. Cancel culture, I'll say it, the whole cancel culture is fucking ridiculous.
It's getting crazy.
People, they're trying to erase the past, and you can't erase the fucking past. The best you can do is learn from it, and if you erase it, you can't learn from it.
Yeah.
And those who don't learn from it are bound to repeat it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just people are just taking shit way too far, you know, and this isn't, and, you know, this is, we're going to breeze through this because this isn't what we're here to talk about today. You know, maybe we'll have some people on at another point, get further into it with different opinion, you know, people with differing opinions from ours. But
yeah,
the whole cancel culture thing, it's got to stop. You know, the fucking, all the bullshit going on needs to stop. Everyone just needs to fucking step back and unify. You know, we're all one race, human race. You know, for somebody to look at another person of color, well, no matter what that color is, and think differently of them based on that is just the fucking, you're a piece of shit. You're not a good person. If you think you're better than somebody based on the color of your skin, this, you're not. Nobody's better than anybody. You know what I mean? Everyone's just trying to get by day to day. So that's all I'm going to say about that right now. But,
no, I mean, you're not wrong. You know, it's crazy to think that some of the stuff that's going on, like, you know, certain white voice actors, not even actors, but voice actors, think they're going to end racism by not playing black character that you've been playing for 20 fucking years.
Yeah, yeah, it's
insane. Crazy. And I understand what they're saying, but don't make it seem like, and don't get me wrong, nobody take me wrong here, but you're going to sit in and tell me that black voice actors aren't, they don't have roles?
Oh, yeah.
Like they're not doing stuff? Listen, there's got to be a black voice actor out there playing a white person.
Oh, yeah.
White people aren't up in arms on it.
No, it's,
because, and I'm not saying that, like, black people don't have a reason. Listen, with everything else, yes. But with this, it's like, how do you justify making someone lose money because you feel like it's racist for them to do, or what, you know, it's crazy to think that you can cancel somebody and end their life over a decision that they didn't ultimately make.
Yeah.
In that end, you know, like they got a job.
Oh yeah.
And they do it.
It's one of those things, you know, everyone's just trying to make people accountable for stuff that shouldn't be on those people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it's crazy shit. There's a lot of shit going on right now. And, you know, honestly, if anybody listening to this, you know, has a differing opinion, I'd love to hear from you. You know, we'd love to hear from you guys. You know, if you want to come on, have a discussion with us. You know, we always want to have people with different opinions.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to talk to people who think differently than me, who can have a civilized conversation. You know, and that's kind of rare nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to find people to have civilized conversations with who have differing opinions because everyone just automatically rushes into, oh, well, you feel that way, you're this, or they don't have anything to say back, so they just start yelling and name calling. And I'm not saying that's just one way. I'm sure it goes both ways in some, you know, in some aspects, but. Yep. Like I said, reach out, you know, hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, email, you know.
Yeah. Any way you
can. Any way you can, you know. I'll leave my phone number on here. Text me later. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, it is what it is right now. Everything going on. It's fucking, eventually things will get back to a civilized way where everyone can look at each other with respect.
Hopefully we can get back to norm.
Yeah.
Or whatever is going to be the new norm with everything.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. I wish everybody could just be treated the same. I wish people would just understand that.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
People are people.
Everybody's just the same, man. We're all born the same way. And we're all going to die the same way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, different ways, probably, but you know what I'm saying? We're all, listen, when we die, we die. That's right. It. Like, it's the way it goes. You know, live, we die.
Everyone's.
Enjoy fucking life. You know?
Everyone's living this same crazy little, running the same crazy little race called life. And, you know, people are just trying to do the best for themselves. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll leave that at that.
Yeah, lighter but, news.
I looked up sex dolls earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Those things are fucking humanly realistic.
Yeah.
Like,
well, let's let these people know what what exactly sparked this. The other day we had a conversation the other day where I said if my wife was allowed to buy like a vibrator,
yeah,
I could get to buy a fleshlight. So then we happened to be eating dinner tonight, and you know, we said, oh, well, if you're not gonna have sex, we'll have to find a tool to have sex.
Yeah.
Then it sparked, well, yeah, have you seen sex dolls? They're so realistic, and they are more than realistic.
It is insane. I don't know if you guys have seen these things.
It's, yeah.
But if I was, like, a 45-year-old single man, I would probably just get a sex doll to avoid the headache of a girlfriend.
I mean, you got 9 years, you might be.
I'm married, bro.
Yeah, but in 9 years, you might be a 40-year-old single man.
Hey, you know what? It's possible. It's possible. You never know.
Have to buy one of those dolls.
Hey, I'll save myself the headache.
Yeah, well, I don't think they talk back, so that's that's a plus.
You don't have to
take them to dinner.
You don't have to take them to dinner. You don't have to listen to them talk back. You never have to wonder where they are.
Yeah.
Or wherever the fuck you left them.
Yeah.
But, no, it was crazy. Like, the detail and the faces on them.
It is real. It is.
It's borderline like artificial intelligence almost.
Yeah.
It's crazy how realistic these things look. You wouldn't. The first one I pulled up. What did Caitlin say? Is that? That's not a doll.
Yeah. It honestly didn't look. It didn't look like it would be a doll. It looked like it was a girl posing for
a picture.
A fucking photo shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I can't wait for my phone to blow up every time I'm on Facebook with the or something.
With the bottom of her titties hanging out. Well, that's the thing too, man. Like you can get like if there's a fetish you're into.
Oh yeah,
they have that type of doll, and that's just crazy to think that you can get something that can just. I don't even. That's crazy.
Pretty much do everything you can imagine with these things,
and then some.
And then some. Yeah, and it's. You're only bound by your imagination.
Yeah, and guys, listen. You got a friend that wants one, but he doesn't have the money for it. Just fucking pitch in and share.
Look, only $1,000 for the...
I mean, you guys can switch
off.
That's
not bad at all.
Listen, hey, you got to use condoms with it, you got to use condoms with it. Just switch off.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with it.
And if you do that and you don't use a condom, don't be the dick and not clean it out.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you clean it out.
Come on. Come on.
I like that.
Think about it. Pull out. You pull out anyway. Pull out game, gotta be strong on these sex dolls here.
Can't get her pregnant, but you're gonna give it back to your friends. So.
Yeah. You know, it's like the sisterhood of the traveling blow, you know, it's a brotherhood of the traveling blow up doll. You know what I mean?
Oh man, that was intense. That was
everybody gets a try, and not everybody fits in it the right way.
It's true.
It's a little different than the movie because all the pants somehow fit the same girls the same way.
Yeah.
Which don't make any sense because if you ever seen
all
the
of
movie,
those girls were different.
America Vergara is a thicker girl. I don't know how she fit in there the same as Blake Lively and the girl from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
I don't Alexis Bledel, I think it is, or
sounds right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they all fit in the same pants, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Brotherhood of the Traveling Sex Doll.
Yes.
Part 1 coming soon to theaters.
Starring
that would be an awkward fucking movie, huh?
Definitely.
Jason Biggs and James Vanderbeek
and Seth Rogen.
Yes, you gotta have a little bit of Seth Rogen in there. That would work. And then maybe like a creepy appearance from James Franco.
Oh yeah,
real creepy fucking like
yeah, just like one off scene.
Yeah, he's like the. Like the creator of that of the certain sex doll or something, and he like they walk in and him like fucking their sex doll.
We gotta pitch this movie, bro.
I think we gotta pitch it. Hollywood needs to know.
Hollywood needs to do this. It's original.
Judd Apatow.
It's original
because it'll be like a real off funny movie because he's not really that funny of a person.
Yeah, he's
not the comedian. He just makes the movies, but. And then his wife can star in it too because she's still hot.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name.
Yeah. What is her name?
I don't know. Have you seen his daughter?
No.
I think she might be old enough. I don't know.
Let me. I hope she's old enough.
No, I think she can, for sure. She just played a new movie we just watched. The King of Staten Island.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pete Davidson.
Yep.
Funny fucking movie.
Bill Burr's in it. Leslie Mann.
Leslie Mann, she could get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the King of Staten Island, that's with Pete Davidson, right? And
Bill Burr, yep.
And Bill
yep.
Burr. I love Bill Burr. He's a funny bastard. Burr is
the funniest conversational comedian I've ever seen in my life. Heard? Both, because I've watched
him on Joe Rogan. Yeah, you've watched his videos,
But he conversation-wise, oh, man, I don't think there's anybody funnier than him. Maybe Joey Diaz is definitely up there, but yeah, conversation, like, he just flows, and he is fucking
funny. You can't trip him up. Heckle him, I dare you.
No, it just doesn't, you know, you could bust his balls, he don't care, he keeps going. Yeah. He's great. I love Bill Burr. He's my spirit animal.
Anyway, I thought Bert Kreischer was your spirit animal.
Yes, at parties. Sober, no.
Bert Kreischer's your drunk spirit animal?
Yes, for sure. For sure my spirit animal when I'm drunk.
Where's Steve? I don't know, but I can guarantee his shirt's off.
It might be. It might be off, and I might be thinking I'm funnier than I am. I don't know. But yeah. No, listen. Back to our original topic.
Smokers?
I kid. Smokers and sex dolls. Let's get
back on the smokers and sex dolls. Or at least back onto the sex dolls anyway.
But
smokers might be a little warm.
Seriously, they're fucking, they're unreal. We're pitching this idea to you guys.
Yeah, I'm.
If you fucking horny, and your wife won't give you any, $1,000, bro.
$1,000, and
save your pennies.
These things look legitimate.
Listen, like, save your pennies. All right, you'll get there.
Pennies, your bonuses. Don't tell your wives about your bonuses you get. You know,
That's what we're doing. We're gonna go half on a doll.
You know,
She's gonna be half black, half Asian.
Yep, Blasian.
It's
gonna be a female Tiger Woods.
You know,
just not real.
It's gonna be perfect. Well, as long as it don't look like Tiger Woods.
No.
If it could look like his ex-wife, I'd be happy.
Ooh,
I mean, she's white, but I would.
It's all right.
I'd appreciate if
she like Swedish.
Fucking, she's something sweet about her. Not for him, but
he beat that man with a four iron.
He liked all them fucking waitresses. He couldn't even pick a girl with a profession that doesn't get paid more than $2 an hour.
What do you think, waitresses? That's the highest paid non-fucking
my mother-in-law was a waitress.
Degree.
Poor lady. She made like a $2 paycheck.
Oh, yeah, the paychecks are garbage. You make all your money in tips. It wasn't much,
yeah.
Yeah, the waitresses are lucky to make a $2 paycheck.
That's why I always get pissed when someone gives, like, a bad tip. I'm like, listen, if your service was terrible, I mean, almost fucking not attentive, brings one fucking set of drinks, doesn't really come back and say anything, you ask for fucking ketchup, she don't bring ketchup, or you ask for fucking ranch sauce, God forbid they don't bring you enough fucking ranch sauce for buffalo chicken.
Yeah, fucking little 2-ounce container. Okay,
then, yeah, all right, you know, less of a tip, but you got to give these girls tips. Oh, yeah. Regardless whether they're attentive to you or not, they're still working their fucking balls off. Maybe they work their balls off all fucking night. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up in the restaurant. I solely base my tip off of the waitresses.
Absolutely. Yeah,
how attentive, and I'll take into account how busy it is.
You know,
because she's like, at the end of the day, it's, you know, waiter or waitress, it's, you know, they're one person, you know, they've got six tables and they're trying to get everybody. You know, it sucks, but
we went
a couple of weeks ago. We went out to Cello's on the water in Warwick.
Nothing better than that.
It was amazing. It was a perfect night. You know.
Oh yeah, the weather was great. The food
was good.
Fucking fantastic.
Our waitress was awesome. She
might have been so excited to get that tip.
Oh yeah, she was excellent. We decided she got a really good tip.
She deserved it. No, she worked really hard for us. All the drinks that, you know, our wives ordered.
God forbid they couldn't just have one.
They were alcoholics that night. I'm just kidding.
Not alcoholics. They were just looking to have fun.
But, no, you know, the drinks were good. I mean, why not have them coming? I had a mudslide. I would have finished it, but you know what? I'm an idiot, and I got fucking ice cream, and it's warm outside, and it got to the point. Yeah, it just got to the point where it was like, ugh, I can't drink this anymore. It's hot out here. Why didn't I get a mojito?
Not
your mojito.
I got a mojito, and that was probably – I was in Aruba last September, and that was stronger than any mojito I had in Aruba.
I could smell how strong that mojito was.
I took 3 sips. I felt tipsy. It was – I finished it, though, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Got to finish it. You can't leave it on the table. Yeah. Like, yours was okay. You had an excuse. Warm dairy is not milk. Good.
Yeah. I was warm dairy. I can't finish this. Even though I got called I don't know what they called me. But they called me something because I didn't finish it. I'm like, listen, I always finish my shit. I couldn't finish that.
Yeah.
It was a terrible idea to do that while we're outside and it's warm. But it tasted great.
Oh, yeah.
Up until the point where it got to mush because I was eating. Drinking water, I couldn't eat, and then I can't eat and then drink. It's not like, I don't know. It's weird drinking alcoholic.
Yeah, milk I'm not a.
While I'm eating,
I'm not a big. I don't like to drink when I eat.
Yeah,
really, you know, I don't know. It's just never really been a. Like if I'm eating, I'll get like a lemonade or a water or something. I can't drink my alcohol and eat food. It's weird.
It is. It sucks.
I mean. We kind of stumbled across this new beverage that I might be able to drink and eat at the same time.
Oh, it's honestly the
water,
single-handedly the greatest drink we've made.
Watermelon Ciroc, and we used to do it with Sprite.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was like the carbonation really got to me.
Yeah.
The last few times we drank it, now we've added that watermelon.
Watermelon juice. It's juice. Like from Tropicana, but that is... Fantastic. That is going to be the summertime drink, I'm telling you.
Yeah. It honestly just tastes like juice. You don't taste the vodka dangerous. At all.
Tomorrow is going to be fun.
Yes. I got to go slow at the beginning.
At the beginning. Pace,
once my kids are tired
out
down
and sleeping.
Chilling out and maybe laying down watching TV or something, I can drink a little bit more. Because we have a buddy that's going to be bringing some alcohol, too. He wants to bring some alcohol. Yeah. So I was like, all right, you know. I'm not a lightweight, but if I drink too much too fast, I get a little too crazy. And
shit comes
Steve
out.
Getting a little too crazy is a little too crazy. Got to scale that back a little bit, but
yeah. There's going to be new people there tomorrow. So.
Yeah, a couple people. A person I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody else I pretty much know. Everybody else I'm pretty familiar with. You know, your mom's pretty familiar with my hand.
Yeah. You laid hands on my mom last summer, bro. Hey,
you said it was okay.
I did.
If you said no, it would have been no.
I did. It was funny to watch.
Speaking of last summer, man, I can't wait to go camping.
Yeah.
We don't have much time to talk about it this one, but we're gonna have to do one all about the shit that happened with camping and shit. We're gonna have to get Nate on this.
Tomorrow.
We'll have to try to get some people on something. If not, we got to get him on here. He'd be a fucking blast. I said that last time I fucking fell asleep because I'm a lightweight when it comes to fucking staying awake.
Well,
I can't even believe I'm up right now, 10:46.
It's tough on Fridays.
Long days, man. Truck driving's not – listen, if you want to be a truck driver and you want to go locally, staying up at night is not the fucking key.
No, you will not.
It's not the key. I don't even know. See, I'm so tired. But it's not the thing you want to do.
It's not cohesive to trucking.
That sounds better. That sounds smarter.
Yeah.
I like
big
that.
Words. Cohesive. Yeah. 3 syllables.
Yeah. All right, guys. That was really a really fast 30 minutes.
Yeah. So this is our return. We're going to be coming in hard and fast. You know. Like a 13-year-old losing his virginity.
Yeah.
Coming hard and fast.
But right now, we're off like a prom dress.
Peace.